child's biggest concern is typically the Lego tower they spent hours building, dramatically toppling over. But for Pasant and Ahmed, their concerns are far more grave. Both sucked into the harsh world of child labor, had to watch as their lifelong dreams and aspirations collapsed in a grand display.
The day my father told me you're not going to school tomorrow, I agreed with Uncle Hassan that you'll work at his stationery shop. All my dreams have died that day.
When I grow up and I have kids, I never allow my kids to work. I'll make them go to the school I didn't go to.
According to the International Labour Organization, 1.6 million children in Egypt are engaged in child labour, spending long hours breaking into a sweat, trying to earn that extra penny. Ahmed, an 80-year-old, is just one of millions forcefully abandoning his formal education in return for a job, a flawed bargain he was reluctant to take.
I'm very upset with my father for making me work at the bakery, and I'm very upset with him because he didn't take me to the mall or something similar. I arrive here 7 in the morning and finish by 3 and sometimes 4 in the afternoon. I work every day except Friday and Saturday. Whenever someone wants something, I tell them, what do you want? They tell me, can I have a fit here? So I pack what they want and I take the money and put it in the cash register.
Other than the inhumane and illegal working hours faced by Ahmed and other children, the work environment is yet another factor that affects their well-being. According to CAPMAS, more than 80% of these children are exposed to poor and unsafe working conditions. Ahmed happens to fall in this statistic.
I once got burned while taking out the metal tray from the oven. It was too hot because it was freshly made and hot. So I got burned. Look.
But the scar on his skin is not the only evidence of poor working conditions. Beyond the visible wound lies deep embedded psychological effects.
Sometimes the manager of the bakery shouts at me, but he never shouts at Yusuf because he has been working here for a while. But I'm scared from him. Please don't tell him.
Maltreatment leaves the children anxious, depressed, and with low self-esteem. According to the National Library of Medicine, they face deficits and delays in understanding and regulating such emotions, meaning Ahmed's emotions might be of greater magnitude than he can express. Amina Shishini, a child therapist, is able to dig deeper into these psychological effects. With an MA in child psychology, she is much more aware of the underlying traumas that come interlaced with the dilemma of child labor.
Childhood is the most important stage in the life of any human being. As psychologists, we always go back to a certain stage of your life. If you are an adult and you went to someone complaining about a certain thing, we go back to your childhood. Have you ever seen domestic violence? Have you ever worked in an early age? We see all these things and start treating them so that we can treat you when you are an adult. Every problem you have when you are an adult is based on something that happened to you when you were young.
The effects of child labor don't just dissipate as children cross the threshold into adulthood. In most cases, the memories remain engraved, tarnishing the innocence and serenity of childhood. Sayed Sobri, a 48-year-old, is still haunted with memories of working in an automobile repair shop at the ripe age of 8.
I used to wear 4 to 5 pants and 4 to 5 t-shirts, one over the others, and a jacket, because, of course, we used to get beaten. We get beaten up with cables and belts. Sometimes they would hang us and beat us on our feet. I would wear all these clothes so that when I got home and took them off, there won't be any scars on my body. So I won't be humiliated in front of my family. God bless her, Mom. Whenever she would see me, she would tell me, "My heart breaks for you, my darling. I wish you would have become something better than this."
With a family of 10, providing was a burdensome task on Sayed's dad. For them, every penny counted. Sayed didn't have the privilege of seeking a pristine work environment with the conditions and requirements that met his needs, let alone his basic human rights. What he could get would have to do.
You arrive at the automobile workshop at 7 in the morning, and you don't leave until after the last car exits the workshop. The last car can come out at 11 or 12 at night. Where's the time for you? All day you are working. You may have lunch or you may not. Sometimes I would make my sandwich and eat it under the car while I'm working.
Despite the brutal work conditions described by Sayed, consisting of both abuse and extreme fatigue, he refused to classify child labor as a completely negative experience.
I am proud of myself. From a very young age, I depend on myself. The negative side completely disappeared. It completely disappeared when I found I could actually earn a penny and spend it. I find myself a man. How? I used to work and earn 50 piastres a day and give them to my dad to help them with the living expenses. So this made me feel like I had a worth. It's not me who's asking. No, I'm actually helping with the expenses. The only things I was missing was that I did not live my childhood.